4:14-20. Mark chapter 4:14-20. The Bible says, the farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. I want to talk today about how is your hearing? How is your hearing? Amen. Mark presents Jesus as the servant of God. And in our text today, Jesus is teaching about how, just like various types of ground have various responses to seed sown on it, so too is the case with various types of hearing. When the word of God is sown, there are various responses. When I think about how much word is sown around here, and then I look at how we respond to the word, it makes me raise the question, how is your hearing? I raise this question because how many of y'all want to be blessed by God? I thought I was in the right house. I thought I was here. There are people here, about three or four, who want to be blessed by God. And here is the problem. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. God blesses those who please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so I got to raise the question, how is your hearing? Because if your hearing is all jacked up, your faith is going to be all jacked up. And your expectation of blessings will be extremely disappointed. And so here's where I'm going, very simply. We should work on fruitful hearing. How much simpler can that be? We should work on fruitful hearing. Just to make sure we're all together, the first major ideal is types of hearing. types of hearing, and I don't have to use my imagination. It's all in the text. The first type of hearing is what I call pathway hearing. I assume y'all have this picture in your mind. Here is a farmer who is sowing seed. He's throwing seed out on the ground, and as he sows the seed, some of it falls on the path. The path is where people are walking, and as they walk on it, the ground gets harder and harder, and it's hard for the seed to penetrate the ground, and so it's very easy for the birds to come and eat the seed before anything happens with the seed. Some seed, however, falls on rocky soil. It's a thin coat of soil on the top, but the roots cannot develop because right up under that topsoil are stones and rocks that keep the roots from developing. And then, as the sower keeps on sowing, some of the seed falls among thorns. In the thorny ground, there's no stones. Root development is all right, but there's no fruit development. When the plant tries to come up, the thorns choke out the fruit. But the ideal situation is what we're going to call fruitful hearing. This is soil that allows for both root and fruit development. Y'all walking with me? So here we are now on the first type of hearing, pathway hearing. The problem with pathway hearing is not a lack of the word. The word is being sown. The problem is the pathway hearer always misses the word because the devil comes and takes it away. I have coined the phrase demonic or satanic ignorance. It is a lack of knowing because of the devil's work. I hope this is no surprise to you. God is using me right now to try to help you understand the word. That's what God is doing. He's trying to use me to help you understand the word. And while I'm up here trying to preach my little sermon, trying to make it as simple as I can, the devil is doing all he can to help you not understand what I'm talking about. Every time I write something on the board, he's coming right behind me trying to erase it. It is the devil's job to keep us distracted. And so the pastor is talking about how we ought to be discipled servants of God, how we ought to worship God in spirit and in truth, how we ought to love one another, how we ought to be a blessing to others, especially in this holiday season. And the devil have us sitting up here thinking about, why are they wearing that outfit today? That don't even go together. Pastor up here talking about the word, and you sitting up there talking about, I wonder, is it warmer now? Because when I came in, it was kind of cold. Your mind, your body's here, but your mind is on the other side of town. Is that in a hymn somewhere? Where did I hear that at? That's close to a hymn. Pathway hearing. You keep missing the word. You come and you leave the same way that you came. Then the second type of hearing is stony hearing. This type of ground will fool you because it looks fruitful and productive on the front end. But if you walk with it for just a minute, it will fade. Stony hearing. It has a marvelous start, but a terrible finish. Stony hearing. Great ideals, but no follow through. Zeal, but no knowledge. Don't be looking around. Don't be looking around. But don't you know people? You can't go with them right now because they have a history of starting many projects, but finishing none of them. They are full of joy and emotion, but they have no root. They have no staying power. They have no knowledge. This is the person that get happy on their song, but never come to Bible study, never come to Sunday school. No roots to their singing. Stony hearing. And then the third type of hearing is thorny hearing. Y'all still here? Pathway hearing, stony hearing, talking about thorny hearing now. Thorny hearing hears the word, understands the word, but does not live by the word. Thorny hearing, it does not produce fruit, even though it has knowledge. Thorny hearing knows that it ought to give to the less fortunate, but it does not. It knows that you ought to worship God in spirit and in truth, but it still sits like a bump on the log. It knows you ought to love one another, but it's still hateful or indifferent. It knows you ought to give as God has given to you, but it's still stingy. Because it is distracted by the cares of this world. Thorny hearing. It's concerned about how I'm going to pay these bills. I don't feel well today. I got family drama. My baby's mama's giving me trouble. How am I going to make it through? The problem with thorny hearing, however, is to whom much is given, much is required. Thorny hearing is a worse situation than stony or pathway hearing because too much has been invested in thorny ground. If you just not going to do right, you really want to be as ignorant as possible. Because the more you know, the more God expects you to grow. And the problem with thorny hearing is it has the word, it even has roots, but it can't bear fruit because it is distracted by the cares of this world. Mm-hmm. But then there's one last type of hearing, one last type of ground here called fruitful hearing. Fruitful hearing hears and obeys the word of God. The fruitful hearer hears the word teach about being a godly single or a godly married person. And not only does fruitful hearing hear the word, but it obeys God's word and lives a holy single or married life on an ongoing basis. Because God said so. The fruitful hearer does not do right because somebody pat him on the back and tell him what a marvelous job you're doing. The fruitful hearer keeps on doing right because it does right because God said so. The fruitful hearer not only hears that the body is the temple of the Lord, but it goes on and obeys God's word. It tries to eat properly. It tries to exercise properly. It tries to go to the doctor. It tries to obey the word of God. The fruitful hearer does not just read Bible stories. The fruitful hearer reads a map for his or her life. And so when we come to passages like Luke chapter 19, verse 12 through 27, where the man gives his servants money and say, y'all occupy until I come. The fruitful hearer does not just see another Bible story. The fruitful hearer looks at that text and look at their life and say, I need to make sure I'm being a wise steward of the few dollars that God has placed in my trust. The fruitful hearer says, it's embarrassing for the balance of my credit card to keep going up and up and up for silly stuff. It'd be something different if I was buying groceries with the credit card. If I was paying for gas so I can get to work with the credit card. But when you look at the credit card statement, there's too many shoes on the credit card. There's too many clothes on the credit card. There's too much hair on the credit card. And do you know folk take their hair to go get? I did not know that people take a wig to the beauty salon and folk pay to have the wig done up. I didn't know that. So you done bought the wig, and then you take the wig to the salon, and the folks sitting up there playing with the wig. Did y'all know that? Fruitful hearing. Lord, keep my mind on your word. Fruitful hearing does not just hear the word, but it strives to live by the word. Strives to exercise the wisdom and the faith needed to conquer fear. And so now I must pull over and raise the preaching question, how is your hearing? Because even when you are in the place of sowing, if your hearing is like that of the pathway or the stones or the thorns, you are wasting your time. And therefore, I must come in by telling us how to improve our hearing. Anybody want to waste their time? Anybody come here to just waste time? Anybody serious about the Lord? Is it two people over here that's serious? Serious? Ain't nobody serious over here. Anybody over here serious about the Lord? Okay, y'all serious? If you're serious about the Lord, you need to pay me some mind now, because now I'm talking about improving our hearing. Given the fact that we can be guilty of pathway hearing, we can be guilty of stony or thorny hearing, we all ought to be striving for fruitful hearing. The sermon must now tell us how to get from where we are to where we need to be. Step one, you must listen to the word of the Lord. You got to listen to the word of the Lord. It's nice to listen to the preacher, but you need to listen to the word of the Lord. It's nice to listen to the choir, but you need to listen to the word of the Lord. And I want to lift two things about listening. First of all, I want to talk about the quantity of listening. And then I want to talk about the quality of listening. Under quantity, you need to get enough word in you so that even if some of it fall on the pathway, and if some of it fall on the stone, and if some of it fall on the thorn, you ought to have so much coming in that some of it is going to make it over here on fruitful ground. Now, if you're serious about that, you ought to understand that one sermon on Sunday is not enough word in you. You can't just show up here for 30, no more than 45 minutes of preaching and think you got enough word coming in. You got to have the right quantity of word coming in. That's why you need to be in Sunday school. That's why you need to be in Bible study. That's why you need to have personal times of study. Thank God for Bibles being on CDs now. You can listen to it as you drive along, as you're sitting on the bus with your iPod, and as you're cleaning up the house. You need to get the word in you, because the blessed man or the blessed woman meditates on God's word both day and night. Not just for 2 hours on Sunday, but day and night. If you're serious about improving your hearing, you got to have enough quantity of word, and then you got to work on the quality of listening. Notice how I done switched that thing from hearing to listening. Hearing is a physiological situation. It's just a matter of vibrations hitting your ear and the signal getting up here to your brain. That's hearing. Basic biology. Listening, however, is a cognitive situation. You got to concentrate. You got to analyze what's going on, and you got to make some conclusions about, do you believe what you've heard, and what are you going to do if you do believe what you've heard? If you want to have fruitful hearing, you got to improve the quality of your listening. For me, I find taking notes are very helpful. Since I can't remember what I ate 3 or 4 days ago, ain't nowhere in the world I would come to a long-winded pastor and think I'm going to remember everything he's going to say in this sermon. I would at least act like I'm taking a note. I would at least pick out a pen, even if the pen don't write. I would pick up the pen and act like I'm writing something on a piece of paper as a memory device. I find taking notes are helpful to help me listen well. And then you got to review the notes. And then, if you're working on quality, the quality of your listening, sometimes you got to move your seat. Sometimes you got to move your seat. Because right now, we be sitting next to people we like, our friends. But sometimes your friend can be so talkative that you miss the point. So the pastor is giving you the word from the Lord for you, and you done missed it because your friend talking about, girl, you know those shoes do not go with that. Girl, look over there. Look over there at them. You know them shoes don't go together. And you missing the word because of your company. And you know your company ain't going nowhere. So sometimes you just got to say, excuse me, and go find you another seat. Harris, why are you looking at Larkin like that? Got to find your seat. And then sometimes you got to have a talk with yourself when you come in the Lord's house. Sometimes you got to say, self, look here. We got some bills that need to be paid. Self, we don't feel too well today. We've had much better days than today. And self, we got all kinds of drama going on in our relationships. But look here, self, we are in the Lord's house and we gonna hear the word of the Lord for us today. Self, we ain't gonna sit up here worrying about stuff we can't change while we sitting up here in church. Self, we gonna hear the word of the Lord today. We're gonna stop worrying about bills that we done left on the counter at home. They'll be there when we get back. Self, we ain't gonna be worrying about them crazy folk that was cussing at us last night. They'll be there after church. Self, right now, we are gonna listen to the word of the Lord. If you're serious about improving your hearing, you're going to have to listen to enough quantity and quality of God's word. And then finally now, we must obey the word. Two little points. Listen to the word and obey the word. You must not only know the word to be fruitful, you must obey the word in order to be fruitful. It's not enough to know that you ought to give to God as God has given to you. You must then go head on and give to God as he has given unto you. If you want to be fruitful, it is not enough to know that ye are my witnesses. First of all in Jerusalem, and then Palestine and Syria, and then to the uttermost part of the world. It's not enough to know, but you must then go head on and invite and bring loved ones with you to not only church, but to the Lord. If you want to be a fruitful hearer, it is not enough to know that we ought to forgive one another and focus on God's will for our life. We must move past knowledge to actually forgive one another and to learn how to keep our mind stayed on God's will for our life. I'm talking about how to improve our hearing. James had already taken us down this road when he said that we ought not just be hearers of God's word, But James 1 verse 22 teaches us we ought to be doers of the word. Well, Southern, before y'all put me to sleep here, let me tell you this last little piece here. We ought to be a church that helps people hear fruitfully. We ought to be a church that helps people hear better. Every song that we sing and every prayer that we pray, surely every sermon that we preach ought to be aimed at helping people hear and obey the word of the Lord. Every time we come up here on holy ground, it ought to be on our mind to do what the Lord wants us to do. When we smile at each other, when we shake each other's hands, we ought to be trying to cultivate Christian courtesy with an aim of us being famous for our love. Every time we give, we ought to give with a mind to support God's program. And I'm thankful that the more fruit we bear for Him, the more blessings He shower into our life. Well, that's my little sermon. The question is, how is your hearing? The question is, will you sit here and remain a pathway hearer? Will you sit here and remain a stony hearer? Will you sit here and remain a thorny hearer? Or will you make up your mind to be a fruitful hearer? Well, if you want to be a fruitful hearer, it takes more than wishful thinking. You and I must listen to the word of the Lord. And we can't just listen on Sunday morning, but we ought to meditate in His word both day and night. Did you hear me? And not only must we hear the word, but we need to work on the quality of hearing. We got to make sure that our minds are open to comprehending how to live by the word of the Lord. But woe unto us if we improve quantity and quality, but don't improve obedience. Did you hear me? Woe unto us if we be found guilty of being just a bunch of hearers, but not doers of God's word. God bless y'all. But I thought I would tell you, I thought I would share my determination. I'm determined to roam and see what the end will bring. You hear me what I'm saying? I'm determined, to live for the Lord. Yeah, I wish I had the power and the strength to just pick you up, put you on my back, carry you on up to the next level. I don't have the power, I don't have the strength. You have to make up your mind to hear and obey the word of the Lord. Did you hear me? Can't hoop you up, can't sing you up, can't entertain you up. You gotta make up your mind. I will trust in the Lord. You hear me? You gotta make up your mind. Though the world may forsake me, I have decided to follow Jesus. Though no one joins me, still I'm gonna follow. The world is behind me. The cross, it is before me. I have decided. Though no one joins me, still young, I gotta follow. Let me tell you, I'm learning day by day. The more I do for him, the more he does for me. Every step I make towards him, two steps he makes towards me. You hear me when I'm saying, the more I give to him, the more he gives back to me. The more I trust him, the more he blesses me. I don't know what you gonna do, but I made up my mind to run on and see what the end will be. Anybody here, don't fool me now. Anybody here that made up your mind, I will trust in the Lord. Don't play now. Anybody here sure enough have made up your mind to be a fruitful hearer? Won't he take care of alone? Somebody needs just a little encouragement. Please, y'all, help me encourage the house. Just reach over and tell your neighbor, hey neighbor, I tried the law. It is true, he will take care of his own. He sure enough will take care of his own. He may not come when you want him to come, but he sure will. He sure will. Yes, show up at the right time. Show up
with the right stuff, show up in the right way. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he come by? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he open doors that can't nobody lock? Won't he make your enemies leave you alone? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah! He may not come when you want him to come. He may not come the way you want him to come. But wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him, children. Wait on him. He's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. You don't have to worry about him being late. He's on the way. He sees you. He knows what you're going through. Just hold on. Just a little while longer. There's help. There's help. There's help. There's help on the way. How is your hearing? If it's not what it ought to be, thank God. You can correct the problem today. If your hearing is not what it ought to be, you don't have to leave with a hung down head. You can correct it today. Today, you can start listening to and obeying the word of God. But here is the question. Will you? You can. But will you? You understand, there's nothing deep, nothing heavy, nothing complicated about this sermon. Babies can understand this little stuff I done said today. The question now is, will you hear and bear fruit with the word of God? Truth being told, we're not ignorant. We're just disobedient. We know what God wants out of us. Now, there's a whole lot of stuff in the Bible we don't know, but we know a whole lot more than we're living by. Fruitful hearing says, I'm going to do what I understand the Lord wants me to do today. And I'm a living witness. The more you do for Him, the more
He does for you. God bless you. Would you stand? The invitation is extended. If things are not well between God and you.